Ja. Hey Nicola, Hände. Ah. Body, 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 body. Huh? Huh? All our life is about the body. Huh? This, yeah, we are hungry, it's a body. We are tired, it's a body. Huh? There's some pain, it is a body. Huh? We only think about this body. Huh? Hmm? We don't think about the owner of the body. I don't sit properly. Huh? Body. I'm hungry, the body. I'm tired, the body. I'm sleepy, the body. I'm thirsty, the body. I need to go to the toilet, body. Yeah, always body, body, body. All our life we work for the body until the body dies. Yeah, and then the next life we work again for the body until the body dies. Huh? This is so much fun, huh? What kind of fun does this body give us, huh? Think about it, huh? Where's the fun of this body, huh? Where's the excitement of this body? Huh? The excitement normally, you know, takes part in the brain, yeah? The brain gets excited about this idea, about getting there, or about going there, or doing this or doing that, yeah? But the body is always tired, huh? Going there, going here, you know, doing this, doing that, and the body gets tired and it needs some sleep, yeah, it needs some food, yeah. But the mind always gets excited, excited, doing this, doing that. The body is a tool, just like our thoughts are tools, yeah. Just like the five khandhas, they are all tools. See them as tools, don't see them as you, me, mine, yeah. Feeling is not you, yeah. The body is not you, it's not me, it's not mine, huh? It's not myself. Huh? Feeling, it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. There is feeling, huh? There is the body, yeah? Then we can look at it. Huh? There's a memory, there's a thought. Yeah? It's not me, it's not my thought, it's not my memory, it's not my, yeah? It's even not my consciousness, there is consciousness. Huh? Use this principle, yeah? When there's a problem coming up, there is a problem. And then we can look at it, you know, what is the problem, yeah? Huh? The moment we look at it, most of it is gone. Most of the time it is gone, yeah? Because the problem starts with thinking about this, thinking about that, huh? Memorizing this, memorizing that, yeah? That's where the problem starts. Huh? There is no problem, yeah? The mind creates this problem, yeah? When we see there's a thought, you know, no problem starts, yeah? When we see there's a feeling, no problem starts, huh? Where's the problem? Huh? only the combination of thoughts, memories and feelings, you know, create problems and create emotions, yeah? There's a feeling, okay, yeah? There's a painful feeling, yes. There's a neutral feeling, yes. There's a pleasant feeling, yes, huh? But we attach to it, you know, we want it or we dislike it, yeah? That's greed, that's called greed and hate, yeah? We like something, you know, it's greed, yeah? We dislike something, it is hate, yeah? Whatever arises, you know, whatever arises in our consciousness, being the body, be it feeling, be it memory, be it thought, yeah? We either like it or we don't like it, yeah? And that makes our life very tough. If you start, you know, seeing thoughts as a thought, yeah, there's a thought. Who knows the thought? Who knows that there's a thought? Huh? Huh? Ever ask the feeling, do you know your feeling? Huh? And what does the feeling answer? Huh? Nothing. Because the feeling doesn't know it's a feeling. Huh? Just thought doesn't know it's a thought. Memory doesn't know it's a memory. Who knows? Huh? That's what we are going to develop. That's what we have to develop. Huh? The knowingness, huh? That knows about object. Huh? Or the knowingness, the pure knowingness, that doesn't know anything. Yeah? It just knows, yeah? But it doesn't know any object. And we develop it, yeah? With the breath meditation or with the Buddha meditation. Yeah? Just close your eyes. Yeah? You don't have to meditate, yeah? And know that the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out. Know that the in-breath is long, Know that the out-breath is short or it is long. Yeah? Know that the breath is calm or know that the breath is rough. Know that the breath is detained. Know that the breath. This knowingness we have to develop. How can we not know the breath? Yeah? I mean, we so much try, you know, to get the feeling of the breath. I mean, how can we not know that we're breathing in? Close your eyes. Don't you know that you're breathing in? This is the knowing that we need to develop. Or close your eyes and you know that we breathe out. We can use these labels of this, whatever we know, yeah, to make it more explicit. Okay, in-breath. Out-breath, in-breath, out-breath, short, long, detailed, yeah? In-breath at its height, in-breath at, you know, declining, in-breath increasing, in-breath declining, yeah? Out-breath, yeah? We can use in the beginning, we can use this label to make this knowing, yeah, more explicit to be able to see. Yeah? Once we can go back to the knowingness, yeah? We don't have to attach to the feeling of the breath. How can we not know the breath? How can we not know there's a feeling? How can we not know that there's a thought? How can we not know? We constantly say it, you know, when we talk to one another, you know, I mean, we say, I had this feeling, yeah? Huh? Racist? Yeah? Does the feeling tell us it's a feeling? Yeah? No, yeah? We know these things, yeah? Or I have this idea. So, we know that there has been an idea, yeah? And we talk to each other constantly, yeah? I mean, but we forget about this knowingness that knows about all these things. And the practice of samatha is to get to the sati, to get to this knowingness, yeah? That's what it's called, sati, yeah? Knowingness of object, yeah? Know, being aware of object, yeah? Being aware without, yeah? Without judging, yeah? Without putting a label, bad or good, yeah? On it. This is sati. Sati is objective. Sati just knows, yeah? Sati just knows there's a feeling. It also knows it's a pleasant feeling, it's an unpleasant feeling, yeah? Yeah? But it doesn't say it's good or it's bad or it's this or it's that. This knowingness we have to develop. And that seems to be so difficult. That's called sati. Eh? Objective knowing. And we have to develop it. And yes, I understand, yeah, you are staying with the Buddha or you're staying with the breath, yeah, and it becomes calm and it becomes more pleasant. And then instead of staying with the breath, yeah, or instead of staying with the knowingness of the breath, we stay with the pleasantness, and then the pleasantness disappears, and then we become disheartened. Yeah? Ah, our meditation is not going anywhere, and so on, and so on, and so on. Yeah? Instead of just knowing. Yeah? Knowing the breath, yeah? And we don't want to change the breath, and we don't want to control the breath. Huh? We just observe the breath. I mean, the breath has been there since our birth. Huh? How can we not know? I mean, when we used to do talking, you know, we know how our breath is. Yeah? When we do this, we know how our breath is. Yeah? We don't have to ask anybody, oh, do you know how my breath is? Huh? No, we know. That is the important thing. We have to develop it. And when we sit in samadhi, you know, we have to develop this knowingness. And it is more difficult, or it is... More of a hardship to develop this knowingness, than just to stay, I mean, and in the background there are so many thoughts going on, yeah, but we are with the breath, yeah. Well, we try to catch a feeling of the breath, yeah, but we don't try to catch the knowingness of the breath. Yeah? And that's why in the beginning we can use, you know, this labeling, in-breath, out-breath, short, long, yeah. Detailed or whatever, yeah. I mean, rough or coarse, you know, or detailed or subtle or whatever it is. Yeah? We can use this, yeah, until we are firm in the knowingness, and then we can get rid of the label. It's important. Sati is so important. And remember, sati is objective. Yeah? It doesn't judge things. It doesn't say it's good or it's bad, you know, or we shouldn't do this or we shouldn't do that, or our breath shouldn't be like this, our sitting position shouldn't be like that. We just know our sitting position is like this. Yeah? And we don't judge it. We know that the breath is like this, yeah, and we don't try to correct it. Yeah? Sati just knows things. Yeah? It's an objective knowing. Yeah? In the moment if we know, yeah, normally the kilesas come in, you know, and put a label on it, yeah, and say, oh, this is good, you know, this meditation is good, and that meditation is good. A meditation is really good, you know, when we struggle all day long, yeah. Then our meditation is worthwhile, yeah. If we just sit there, you know, I mean, half dreaming, you know, half being with the Buddha or half being with the with the breath, that this kind of meditation doesn't bring anything. But trying, you know, every moment, every single moment, every mind moment to be attentive on the breath, to be aware of the breath and know the breath, yeah, or know the Buddha, yeah. You can swap Buddha and breath, you know, it's the same thing, yeah. Aware of the Buddha. How is the Buddha now? How is the breath now? Is it in? Is it out? Is it this? Is it that? Yeah? This is the knowingness that we need to develop. Yeah? Without sati, yeah? Without this knowingness, without this objectiveness, any kind of investigation of the body is useless. We need to see the body as it is. Yeah? See the loathsomeness of the body, and we know it is loathsome. Yeah? In the beginning, you know, we open the body, you know, and we see a mess of blood and flesh and, yeah, and all these sorts of things. Yeah, poos, blood, yeah, huh? Yellow fluid. Yeah, I mean, whatever comes out of our body. Yeah, we constantly wash our body. You know, I mean, to get rid of the, yeah? Get rid of all these things that come out of our body. Because we don't like it, yeah. It smells bad, yeah. The shit smells bad, you know, and so on, yeah. We don't like to see ugly things. We only like to see beautiful things. And that's where our problem lies, yeah. So when we turn into the body and the body investigation, we start to see ugly things, yeah. And of course, you know, anger comes up. Yeah? Whenever in the world, you know, I mean, when we used to work and we see something that we dislike, anger comes up. Or we see something that likes, you know, I mean, greed comes up. Yeah? And that's the same thing, you know, when we do body investigation. Yeah, and when we see something that we don't want to see, anger arises. Yeah, so keep the anger at yourself. Yeah. If you have a tree nearby, you know, I punch the tree because it's the fault of the tree that you're angry. Huh? We don't think about this, huh? And when we see a human person, you know, nearby, then we think it's his fault that we are angry. Huh? How can that be? The anger arises in our heart. Huh? Okay, understood? Yeah? So, use the time wisely, practice. Huh? As I said, you know, as I said to the Thai people, yeah, there are 20. We have, yeah, each day has 24 hours. What are we doing with this time? How many hours do we practice? In the beginning, when we start practicing, I mean, we sleep 6 hours. Yeah. Later on, when we are good at practice, yeah, we reduce it to 5 hours and to 4 hours. And when our practice is really taking off, yeah, just like an airplane, and then we reduce it to 3 or 2 hours, yeah, because we are not interested. We're just interested. I need, yeah, because everything over 2 hours, you know, I mean, it just blurs the mind. Yeah? And then the dreaming starts after 2 hours. Dreaming starts, and then, you know, it confuses us. Yeah? When we sleep only 2 hours, yeah, or sometimes I slept only 1.5 hours and woke up, you know, I mean, the mind was absolutely clear, yeah. But when I slept 4 hours, the mind was murky, murky, murky. I didn't see anything, yeah. So, but in the beginning, we can't just do it, you know. We can't just do it from the beginning and sleeping 1.5 hours, yeah. I mean, we have to work up there. Yeah? It's the same thing with practice. Eh? We start practicing when we are with 10 hours, then we go to 11 hours, 12 hours, 13 hours, 14 hours, 15 hours, 16 hours. Yeah? And the less we sleep, you know, I mean, the more we can practice. Yeah? Can practice up to 18 hours when we eat. When we don't eat, you know, we can practice nearly 20 hours. So, Yes? Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Okay, understood? Yeah, so go back to practice.